In baseball, Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez walked out of his grievance hearing after an arbitrator refused to order baseball commissioner Bud Selig to testify. In a statement, Rodriguez said he was disgusted with the process and wouldn't participate any further. In a blockbuster trade, the Texas Rangers acquired first baseman Prince Fielder in cash considerations from the Detroit Tigers for second baseman Ian Kinsler. The move gives the Tigers some contract relief and it opens the door to shift two-time defending American League MVP Miguel Cabrera to first base. Moving over to the NBA, Charlotte topped Brooklyn 95-91 for the Nets' sixth loss in their past seven games. San Antonio bested Boston 104-93. Tony Parker led the way with 19. It was Indiana over New York 103-96 in overtime for the Knicks' sixth straight home loss. Miami defeated Orlando 120-92. Toronto passed Philadelphia 108-98, Washington 98, Cleveland 91, Atlanta took Detroit 93-85, the Clippers won against Minnesota 102-98, Portland beat Milwaukee 91-82, New Orleans edged Utah 105-98, Sacramento took Phoenix 113-106, Dallas slid past Houston 123-120, and Golden State fell to Memphis 88-81 in overtime. Checking news on the ice, New Jersey defeated Anaheim 4-3 in overtime, Minnesota 4, Ottawa 3, Pittsburgh shut out Washington 4-0, and Columbus topped Calgary 2-1 in overtime. In college football, number 20 Northern Illinois edged Toledo 35-17. Finally, a Florida crime lab confirmed that DNA provided by Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston matched a sample taken from the underwear of a woman who's accused him of sexual assault. Jared Kofit, WAMC News.